It's Marketplace Tech for Friday the 1st. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Two high points in life: being forced to spend an hour taking an online multiple choice quiz in order to qualify for a student loan, and having to go to traffic school to keep points off a driver's license. Right up there with them is what could happen to people who take intellectual property online without permission. We've been covering the new copyright alert system that a group of major internet companies launched this week to patrol for customers doing illegal downloads. The system will generate an escalating series of warnings. In theory, six strikes and a movie, music, or software pirate is out. But what exactly happens on strike six? Harvard Law professor Jonathan Zittrain is a regular contributor to Marketplace Tech coverage.
At that point, there may be other actions taken, such as slowing down your internet connectivity or making it hard to reach popular websites, and you have to go through sort of a copyright information course, maybe over the phone or on the internet, in order to have your full internet access restored.
But Jonathan, here's the question. What if you're sharing your internet connection? What if you have a wireless and you're sharing it with your downstairs neighbor, and she is the one perhaps doing some pirating?
That is one serious problem in implementation. It would make sharing one's internet connection a much dicier proposition, because to the extent that one is sharing it with a circle of people and you don't know who everybody is, you could imagine these alerts starting to come up all the time and having to complete the re-education again and again. And it's the kind of thing that could have an impact on that kind of sharing, either within a household or within a community where there are various forms of access sharing.
So the ISPs might be saying that you're pirating. Is there any recourse? Is there any due process for the person accused?
Yes, there's a form of what they call independent review associated with the American Arbitration Association. So if you get a copyright alert and you say, "How dare you? I'm a perfectly upstanding citizen. I've never done any such thing." There's a whole process to go to request a review. And I'm not sure exactly what you would say, except I didn't do it. But it is ideally supposed to go to an independent reviewer, and you pay a filing fee of $35. Now, for people whose internet access may cost $35 a month, that's a lot to ask for a review of an accusation that has simply emerged on a pop-up box on one's screen. And I'm not sure how well this will do it. We'll find out.
Jonathan Zittrain, co-founder and director of the Berkman Center for Internet and Society at Harvard. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The daily deal site Groupon says it's showing its CEO Andrew Mason the door. The company's shares closed down more than 24% yesterday after the company said it's been forced to take a smaller cut of the coupons it brokers. That cuts into profits, and some analysts say it calls its business model into question.
Marketplace Tech is supported by the Economic Development Authority of Fairfax County, Virginia, home to nearly 400 international companies at powerofideas.org.
Now onto a mind meld using rats. Researchers trained a rat in Brazil to earn a reward. They attached the rat's brain to another rat at Duke University through the always versatile internet. The rat at Duke knew what to do, no training. And to all of you listening to this biomedical and technological development who are thinking, what an awesome way to someday use a remote mind meld to cheat on an SAT exam, all I can say is, shame on you. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's today's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.